girl, Leo. And I'm back with another episode. Trying to get into recording more, and it's just my life has been on the sex side, boring, non-existent actually. And I record about my experiences, so I haven't been experiencing anything. So yeah, that's what I'm going on. But I do want to talk about an experience I recently had that was amazing. It's actually a brand. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Coconut and Chill. Of course, like this went off of Netflix and Chill. And I can start by how I even found out about this business. So, I don't know if anyone follows me on my social media, but if you do, you know that like I'm an avid Bush member. I don't even remember, but she had membership now, so let me not say that avid Bush member. But I go to the Bush a lot. I support that business a lot. And me and the owner became cool. I actually tore some classes at the Bush. Now, I want to say back in September, at an event, she had asked me about being amused, I guess you could say, for this couple that wants to start a business called Coconut and Chill. And she said that, you know, they were trying to get started and they just wanted to, you know, have some, you know, free trials to see if this can be something that they get into. So if anybody knows me, and if you don't know me, I'm adventurous. I'll try just about anything at least once. Except for glory holes. I know I'm the Oracle and have this Golden Tongue podcast. It's because I love to suck dick. It's not because I just want to suck any and every random dick. So please stop asking me am I interested in glory holes, because I'm not. I'll watch one, but I'm not interested. So moving on, I was like, sure, you know, I'll give it a try. Like, I don't give a damn. So I'm gonna say 4 months, because it's been quite some time. I had to complete basically a sign-up form where they asked me what type of wine I like, what type of food I like. Is it okay if I am allergic to coconut, or where I prefer a different oil to be massaged? And, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. So basically, when the owner of the Bush told me about the event, I got from it that it's a sensual massage from a couple, and if you want to further explore with them sexually, you can. That's what I got from it. So when I'm doing this intake form, they ask you, like, do you have any STDs? When last time you've been tested, what your results were? So it was pretty easy, you know, to complete the form. Timing between me and, at the time, I don't know who I was talking to, so I want to say them. I don't know if I was talking to Mr. or Mrs. at the time. I don't know. Because we were communicating via Instagram. So yeah, at the time, I'm not sure who I was talking to, but it just was not like working or timing. It wasn't clicking. And throughout the time of me supposed to have done this free trial, me and Mr. Coconut, I mean, I don't know, like our conversation kind of went somewhere else. It did go to sex, which I was planning for it to go that way. But, so, yeah, our conversation kind of got a bit sexual. He was added to my page, my Instagram page, the Oracle, so, you know how men are. So, no offense to him. But, yeah, so our conversation kind of got sexual, and we planned on having sex. Mainly probably because I was complaining about not having sex, because I hadn't had sex in a long time. I did have sex after September, but like I had sex twice. I think it was in No, actually once. Because the last time I had sex was like August of last year. Jesus. And then I had it in November. And if we're talking about good sex, August, okay? And I made, a whole podcast about my libido was low for a minute because of my last sex session. So I got my libido back and I'm like, I want to have sex. But I want to have good sex because I consider myself someone who has stuck a pinky toe in a lifestyle. I wouldn't say I'm a part of the lifestyle because I haven't done shit. Pretty, vanilla if you ask me. It's kind of funny though when I meet a lot of black people, they consider themselves vanilla because once you step into the lifestyle, just peek a little eye, you will see how wild it is, like from the rip. Like in any avenue in life, it seems like you can baby step your way into things, and you definitely can baby step your way into the lifestyle. It's a very welcoming, consensual, like a motherfucker. I love that atmosphere, but it's also like, god damn, you just could see some shit. Like things go from 0 to 100 real quick. So with my little vanilla self, I haven't been doing much, and I just been wanting sex. I've been wanting it, but the timing hasn't been right. The people haven't been right because again, I want to have good sex, and not that I don't know people to have good sex, but at the space I am right now. For one, I like completely dumped my sexual soul mate. I don't know if I even said that in any of my prior podcasts, but I dumped my sexual soul mate. So there will be no sex between me and him, unfortunately. Boo-hoo. I'm not gonna say never, because never say never, because you never know what will happen in life. But at the space that I am in right now, and damn near it's going on 2 years since I've done anything with him, I don't see it happening. Right? And that's a story for another time. And that would be the only person I would have sex with in my city. Great sex, you know? So DC is my other option, and I've been wanting to go down there, but I haven't had the time. So it's literally like I would have to like trial and error it. And I just don't have the time for that either. And there were two potentials sitting in my inbox. And I say potentials because these are two people I want to fuck. So it was one of what's gonna happen, Mr. Coconut Chill, and if the other one happened, I'll let y'all know about them later. Now, so me and Mr. Coconut and Chill, we set up an appointment, and my babysitter canceled last minute, so I couldn't do it. That was like February. So here is March. We set up another appointment. And this one happened, thank you. Yeah. And it was on a Sunday, which was perfect timing. Self-care Sunday. Like, and Lord knows I need a lot of self-care. For one, my body has been hurting like crazy. I'm getting old out in these streets, and I bitch need to start exercising again and stretching on a regular. But he gave me a massage, which was awesome. But let me backtrack. So when we've been talking in my DMs, one of the things he said, you can bring whatever you need, towel, rag, washcloth, sex toys, weed, whatever you want to, make this experience better for you. And from the rip, I knew that he was the right choice because the vibe he gave off was, it's about you. Like, he just seems like a pleaser. And I love pleasers. I have the best sex with pleasers. I'm a pleaser. So, I don't know, we just connect well. So I just knew that he was the person I should be sleeping with out of the potentials, at least the first one. So I was like, yeah, I have to link with him. So we did link. I met him at his spot here in Philly. First, I came with my bag, which I was carrying a sleep bag. I need a new my little purple duffel bag that needs a zipper fix with my sex toys, weed, drink. It has everything. Towels, right? But not towels, I have washcloths, stuff in it. But just about anything I need. First time we opened the door, he had a nice little silk pajama suit on. And I was like, okay, the silk pajamas. They were shorts, and he had the tank button open. I was like, okay, okay. And he had some nice shoes on. I'm like, now I just had on some pants, a tank, and some sneakers, and a jean jacket. Which is crazy because usually I do get dressed, but sis been in the mood. So, plus I had to drop my son off before I went to see him. So I couldn't even do like the trench coat or any like kind of cover up without being obvious. So, and it's like daytime, right? So I was like, okay, next time I'm gonna have to, you know, dress up because he definitely dressed up for me. So as soon as I walk in, and now let me see if I'm saying this word right, Devon Sway, I got it off of Bad Boys. The atmosphere was just like a vibe. It smelled good. I'm pro-black, so I love incense smells and sage that was burning. He had a nice size blunt already rolled with top paper on top. Let me smoke top paper. And we know we just sat down and we were talking, and I like that he's a talker. So just trying to, you know, fill me out, figure out what made me decide to do it, and basically saying how it was supposed to be, you know, this whole free trial thing. That's what it started off as, but like from our conversation in inbox, it had turned like we wouldn't have sex. He was like, you know, am I getting that, like, he was like kind of checking in with me to see was he getting the same vibe, and I'm like, you know, you are. And I mean, he shared his experience about how him and his wife got into the lifestyle and like it, which was the same reasons, like basically, and I agree. So we were just talking and smoking. I am 1000% nervous, and I like that he mentioned he was nervous, because it, when you're nervous and someone else tells you they're nervous, it's like, okay, it's not just me. And I was just like, great. Excuse me, it's my car. But I was just like, great, right? Because I am nervous for one. I haven't had sex in so long. And we're talking about good sex, but because my last performance was trash treacherous. And she's out of shape. It's just like, thousand thoughts running through my head. And I don't like people, and I think I've said this before, but it might have been in my old podcast or for the reboot. I don't like people who have this, like, I want to say this expectation of me when they tend to add me on the Oracle page beforehand. Now, I'm not down in my skills, but my performance when I give oral, it may not always be A1, and it just depends. Like, it depends upon the person. It depends upon if I smell anything. It depends upon the vibe. It's mainly the vibe between me and the person and the energy I get. And plus, I haven't sucked dick in a long time. So, like, I need to open up my throat because I don't, I'm struggling getting this penis out. But anywho, moving on. So after we smoked, and he was like, so you're free to go. He gave me a tour. He was like, you're free to go, you know, take a shower or use the bathroom, whatever you need to do, get undressed, whatever you feel comfortable doing, and you know, you can call me to the back when you're ready. So at this time, we were in the living room, which is like, he has a game plan on a projector, and it's just a vibe in there. It just looks so cute and cozy. Art displayed throughout the apartment, some unique art at that. So when I go to the back where the room where we will be, he will be massaging me in the bed. So I get going, I go in, I think I go to the bathroom. I use the bathroom a lot. One thing about me is I drink like almost a gallon of water a day, and if I'm about to have sex, I don't know why I still drink a lot of water. Like, so I'm always going to bathroom. Just always going to bathroom. I use the bathroom, you know, wipe myself off or whatever. And then I get undressed and I go in the room. I let him know I'm ready. So he comes back there and he's like, you know, you get on the table. And I mean, he asked me, like, is there any particular spots you want me to work on? Like, he was so... I want to say he handled me with so much care. Like, he was so attentive. It was just, like, amazing. He said, that's what I said. It was a perfect self-care Sunday because, like, he was catering to me. And it was just, like, you know, amazing. Oh, I mean, I've got some wine before, and then he gave me some wine. So I get on the table, and of course he is massaging me with coconut oil, and I smell a lot. That was slippery as hell, but it felt so good when the coconut was dripping on my back and my legs. And then when he started massaging me, I'm like, okay, he must, you know, had a few classes or something, because it's pretty good. Like, it's one of the best massages I've got in a long time. And well, not a long time. The last massage I had was good too, but this is probably like one of the best. Yeah, this probably was the top one actually. So I asked them, you know, have you done any training, be a masseuse, like any classes? He was like, no. He was like, it's just something that I like to do. I like to please women, and yeah, he gets off from pleasing women. So beautiful. So he was like, and he played sports in college, and throughout his life he's played sports. So he's been on a few massage tables. He just was like, he just took things that he liked, or, you know, what he would like done to him and do it to people. And I was like, this is my kind of guy. Like, this is my kind of guy. Like, that line right there had me like, yes, 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 Lord. So he's massaging my back and my legs, ass, calves, like literally a full blown massage. I just knew at one point he was gonna try to slip his dick in. Like, I just knew it, or a finger, but he did. Like, he gave me a nice long massage. And then he was like, you know, you can flip over. I had to take a bathroom break. When I came back from my bathroom break, I flipped over. And he massaged my front. And I was like, you know, just a little, disclaimer. I have had a bad, I talked about it on my Instagram, but he said he seen it. But I had a bad waxing experience, and it was like, the growth from it was a mess. So it was, I'm in the process of my hair growing back, and I'm waxing myself from here on out, because it was tragic. But he was like, I seen your story, it's cool. And I just was like, okay, so I just love him. Not like, you know, really, but you know, you can love people on, you know, different levels. Moving on. But he started massaging me, and he's massaging my stomach, my fupa, massaging my boobs and arms, every part of me. Then he started massaging my vajayjay area, and that's when things started getting a little spicy. I'm like, whoo, stop, because it felt so good. But a bitch had to pee. I was like, and it's funny because when we were talking earlier, he was saying how he's kind of vanilla, and like, he don't really like anything crazy. Like, he really mainly gets off from women being pleasured. But he was like, so like peeing on him or anything like of that nature is like, yeah, he don't want any of that. So so I had to pee, of course, and I was like, you know, I think you should, like, I didn't want to get up because it was feeling so good, but I knew I had to pee, and I'm like, I don't know if it was going to come out as, like, looking like a squirt or not, but it was going to come out. So I was like, I have to use the bathroom. I was trying not to get up, and I was like, and I know you said that you don't want nobody peeing on you, so I want to pee on you. And he chuckled, and I went to use the bathroom, wiped off again, and then when I came back in, he was like, well, you know, you can get back on the bed. And so I just laid on the bed. I was such a weirdo, like, awkward. Like, I just laid on the bed straight, then I was like, butterfly, because I was in butterfly when I laid on the bed, when he was like massaging my vajayjay. But I was like, I am just being really awkward because I'm nervous as hell. But I don't know. I don't know if he even massaged me again. I think he just like went to start giving me head. Baby. I just knew he was a winner. Oh, Jesus. That shit was amazing. The head was amazing. It felt like it was going on over and over again. I felt like I came over and over again. I had a huge orgasm, but I had a lot of, I guess, smaller ones in between. Like, it was just like, it was, I loved it. Like, definitely in my top five for giving head. Like, it was just thinking about it. I just want to lay back on that bed. Anywho, I'm getting hot. So anywho, he's giving me head, and this is how vanilla I am and how I haven't even done anything. I don't know why people think I'm like this sex guru, because I'm not. But he pulled out a toy. I never used anything in my bag except for my rag. But he had robe, towels. I didn't even need anything. Weed, everything. Drink, he had everything. So I was like, he pulled it out, and nice toy too. He had the wand, and then it was all black with the gold tip up, child. It just oh, it looks so pretty. I was like, you know, I never used a toy before. He said, oh, Kenesha. I'm sorry, but I can still hear it in my head. Like, he has like this deep voice. Yo, he's tall, beard, like, sexy man. He's handsome. He was like, oh, Kenesha, you're in for a treat. I think that's what he said. Something like that, to that effect. I just remember, oh, Kenesha. And man, Mr. Coconut Chill just gave me the best head of my life. Then he used the toy, and it was just like, just send me to heaven right now. That's how I felt. So I have to sit with that for a minute, because that was some good shit. And well, he asked, of course, could he give me head before he's all about consent. And then he asked, can we go further? Like, could he insert his penis in me? And I think before that, I gave him head, which is like, oh, you need to work on that throat. I was like, oh, not the struggle with the deep throat, Jesus. It's like, it's cool, because that was the first time, you know, first time he had sex with someone that's not always like the best, you know. He was great. Me, on the other hand, I was like, this throat got to get some more practice in, which I don't mind practicing on him anytime. So I gave him some head, because, of course, I love to do it. Whether it was a stroke or not, bitch was going to do it. Like, she was going to get through it. So I gave him head, and then we had sex. We did like the, I want to say like the lazy position, which was perfect for me, because last time y'all know, last time I tried to ride somebody, my knees was cracking. So I'm like, we gonna say that for later on in this sex friendship that we have game, because we're gonna be friends and we're gonna be fucking, right? And I'm thinking, so him and his wife, pause for a minute, have been married for umpteen years, put their number out there, and not only that, they are swingers. So they had people that, you know, they deal with, and he told me, like, I think one of the times we couldn't link, he was going to link with some other lady that he's been messing with for years. And I'm like, I can see how you have these long-term relationships with women, and I am one of your newfound friends. But yeah, back to that. So we did lazy, we did doggy style, and we did missionary. So his penis has like a curve, and I think after the lazy, I might have sucked his dick again, either after lazy or after doggy style, I started sucking this dick again. And I was like trying to suck towards the curve, but the curve kind of was like up. And I was like, I don't know, when we did missionary, it was getting to me. Like, I was like doing all right, Chris screaming and hollering like somebody killed me, and all I could think was the neighbors are probably like, what the fuck is going on? Because as I always say, I'm loud, y'all. Loud and proud, okay? I'm a fuck. Loud and proud. But missionary, I was just like struggling. Like, I'm like, I fit that myth for the, you know, the big girls can't take dick, like. And I want to say, and I feel like, I don't know, I didn't even ask him, maybe I should have, I felt like he seen that, or he, like, he paid attention to that. I mean, I'm sure he seen it, because he could see my face, because looking like I was crying, like, I had an ugly face on for sure, because I was trying, y'all, I was trying. But he took heed to it, I want to say, because he, like, pulled out some and was giving me, like, not his homo penis. And he went to for the toy, but I said, absolutely not, sir, because I might die. But he was playing with my clit. He put his toes in my mouth. So he was, like, taking my attention off of the pain. And when he started, like, oh, God. And he put my feet in this arm. Started sucking on, licking on my toes. It was like the pain just kind of was like leaving my body. And then he would put more and more in. I'm just like, you are just a fucking winner. Like, winner, chicken dinner. Like, better than a chicken dinner, okay? Like, sir, what's up with you? Like, what's up with you? Because you the shit. Like, you do this shit, I see. So, and then we, you know, we finished in a missionary position. And I don't know, I'm just big on like hugging. And so like I, like when he was done missionary, I like was pulling him in to hug him. He was like, what? Probably like, what? I kept trying to, like, just lay on me. But he was sweating, and he was like, you know, and I'm oily, it's sweating. He was like, so he like was like, you know, you can go and clean up, take a shower, do whatever you need to do, and I'm gonna go back in the front, roll another blunt, and we can just talk about the experience and how you enjoyed it. You know, he was like, but I want to give you a minute. I want you to take a minute to yourself. He kept doing it even before he gave me a minute to myself. That's fucking amazing, okay? So I was like, he was like, you can just take a minute, you know, to yourself. He was like, don't come right out, like, take your time. So I was like, all right, shit, if you say so. So I laid there. I wanted to actually go to sleep, and but I had to go. I couldn't spend much time because I need my son. But I mean, I closed my eyes for a little bit, and I was just laying there like a kid just born up, like enjoying the moment, the atmosphere, said this, the art in the room. Even though it's a small room, like, I'm loving the art. He said his wife is an artist, so she drew the pictures. Good job. I was just laying there, just relaxed and exhausted and happy. Happy. So, eventually, I had to get my ass up. Look, I'm still bad to this. I'm still mad. I had to get my ass up though, and took a shower. So I washed up, and then I went back to the room, and I kind of chilled out a little bit. Then I used the remaining coconut oil that he used on me, lotioned up, and put my clothes back on, and I came out to the front room. Now, embarrassed like a bitch. Like, I was so embarrassed. I went not stop smiling. Now, I smile on a regular. Everyone says, like, what you smiling at? Why are you so happy? If anybody could have seen my face, then they probably never even seen me happy, because for some reason my face has this smile on it, like it's a disease, I tell people. But I know I was smiling extremely hard because I could feel it. I had to try to keep pulling my damn cheeks down because I felt like I looked googly-eyed weird. Like, it was the smile for me. And I kept saying, like, I can't look at you and talk to you anymore because it's the smile. Like, you just really got a bitch probably glowing. Like, like, but we, I sat down next to him on the couch and we were talking about, you know, what we liked, and he told me what he liked, and what didn't happen, which wasn't much. Like, I was like, damn, I forgot to, because we talked about this before we had sex. I was like, I didn't pay no attention to nipples. He was like, me either. Like, we got next time, you know, we can do that. We talked about, you know, the next time we can link, what our schedules are like, and how we're, you know, basically going to have a friendship. Also, he asked me, you know, would I mind, like, sharing my experience and, like, recommending other women. I'm like, yes. And he was like, really? I'm like, yeah, I had a great time. Like, this is really, like, I would recommend this to any woman that's single, a part of the lifestyle, or has permission to do this. Like, even if it's, like, once in a while, like, just to have somebody pay attention to you. And I'm like, that was our first time meeting. You don't know me, but you have a, he has a gift to know what you need. Like, he listens and responds to a woman's body. So, that was awesome. He was saying most people would be like, no. But I'm like, yeah, first off, I'm not stingy. And your wife know what you're doing, that's all that matters. Like, if this was some shit you was sneaking around to do, I would be like, no, sir. That would be a big turnoff for me. But this is something that you and your wife are into, and this is what y'all do. So I think Mrs. Coconut Chill also, but I don't know if she does her own thing. Well, he kind of says she does, so I don't know how that works, though, or what their boundaries are. But Mr. and Mrs. Coconut Chill, they are a thing, and they do provide unique sexual experiences, which are, at least with me, I had a great time with Mr. Coconut. So I'm like, listen, I know a few chicks I need to get your number two right off the bat. But yeah, we just talked about, like, our experience and how it was. And yeah, and I was just giddy and cheesy, and the cheeks were touching my eyes, like the top of my eyelids. I was like, oh, Jesus, I need to get out of here because I look crazy. But we were just smoking and talking. And yeah, it was an amazing experience. I would definitely, definitely do it again. Love to do it again. I really appreciate that he's closer to home than D.C. So I don't have to go far. As I said, I'm not trying to step back in some of the past sexual experiences I had, so I don't have to do that. And I feel like I can become one of his great friends. Well, he said we are a good friend, so. And that was, like, my experience with Mr. Coconut and Jim. It definitely was, like, a vibe and what I needed, like, from the massage to the sex. Like, it was all just, like, I still feel happy and lighter today than I would any other Monday. Like, I would be like, it's Monday. But no, like, I got up. When I got up, like, I didn't rush getting up, but still made it to work on time, which people know I struggle with every day. Like, I don't know. It's just, I listened to jazz the whole ride to work. I don't know. It was just, you know, it was just releasing those pheromones I needed, man, because it's an amazing time. So, yes, I do recommend Mr. and Mrs. Coconut Chill, and that is their Instagram. So, anyone listening can always DM them and try to set something up. Have a great experience. Take a load off. Get a nut off. Or two, or three, or four, or how many ever. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Excuse me, totally forgot to mention that in the beginning. You must be, I prefer 21 years or older to listen to this podcast. You must be 21 years old to listen to this podcast.